Michael Bednarik and the libertarians have some great ideas, but in so many ways, you're not going to take down the federal government and change the infrastructure. It's scary to see, how so many people, I mean, people believe that there's a possibility. You know, in Maryland, it's a vote for Bednarik is a safe vote, the same way a vote for Nader would be. But, do you really believe there's any chance that the things that the libertarians say will ever come to fruition? I think that horse is so far out of the door. I think the federal government is like, it's like water drawn to an absorbent material. It's just it's going everywhere, and trying to stop it is almost impossible. Good morning, Dick. Welcome to the show. Hello, Dick. Who's on two? Is that Dick? Yeah, Dick's not there. Okay, it sounds like it. Hi, Earl. You're on BAL. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chip. I've voted libertarian since 1980.
I think the platform is. I mean, how could anybody disagree with this? Libertarians are people who believe in self-ownership. You own yourself, and no one else on earth has a higher claim to your body or your labor than you do. So as long as you don't act in a way that interferes with any else's freedom. I mean, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, it is. And that principled approach, that principled individualist approach, also, when you really come down to it, and they've gone to a great deal of trouble and expended a great deal of wealth to keep people from realizing this, the system that is that the principled is also the practical. Liberty works, freedom works, and that is something that the Republicans don't want people to realize. That is why they keep, you'll see both Republicans and Democrats, we have to support the public schools. Why? Because the public schools teach the government's version of everything. They don't want you people to know this stuff.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, I think moving forward with most of what the libertarians say would be a hell of a lot easier than trying to do as George Washington said, disengage ourselves from these military entanglements around the world. I don't know. I mean, for example, I don't believe we can just bring our troops right back.
Libertarians don't agree on every bit of minutiae. You get a bunch of libertarians together, you're going to have a dozen different debates going. we love to debate. The approach that I would take is we say, okay, we have been messing around. The United States government has been messing around in other people's business for all of these years, and this administration, this is contrary to the founding principles of this country. We are no longer going to do so. We are going to, as soon as a given rotation ends, we're going to be bringing our troops home, and all of those troops are going to be available to kick anybody's butt who tries to attack us once we do so.
Well, does that mean the libertarians would have allowed the Holocaust to go on?
First of all, I would like to point out the actions of the Lincoln Brigade. You familiar with the Lincoln Brigade in the Spanish Civil War?
Go ahead. I'm not talking ahead.
Those were American volunteers who went to fight the fascists, Franco's fascists, in the Spanish Civil War. There is absolutely nothing. First of all, if we had been attacked, and we were attacked by Japan, and shortly after we were attacked by Japan and declared war on Japan, Hitler made a big mistake of declaring war on the United States. we might have left them alone if not for that. But there would have been responses, if not governmental. Okay, there would have been a response from the American people.
Okay.
Because that one aspect of a free society where it comes down to the individuals running their lives is that people don't wait for the government to act before they will take action themselves.
Hmm.
Okay.
Right. I see what you're saying.
You would have had people starting to take action. And the problem is people count on government too much. They started counting on government too much at the turn of the 20th century. And that's one reason we got into the mess of the Great Depression in the first place.
I understand what you're saying, that there will be moments because of the fact we live in a world now where CNN can bring these images into our homes, and we will, and Grant, you know they will, when we see oceans of bodies killed by.
You know what? You know what my response to seeing oceans of bodies would be?
What?
Where do I sign up?
Okay.
And when you have people who know that they have responsibility for their own actions, they can't tax their neighbor into doing something about a problem. That's when people step forward and take care of it themselves. One final thing before I go. The only difference between a Bush presidency and a Kerry presidency will be which road to hell we're on and how much pressure is on the accelerator.
Appreciate the call, Dick. Thank you.
All right.
Nice to you. That was Earl. Excuse me. 410-467-WBAL here on the day before we vote for a Democrat or Republican. There are obviously, Ralph Nader, in essence, as we all know, was once a huge, huge federal government. On the flip side of that, the libertarians want essentially the most minimalist federal government you can imagine. I mean, they are the quintessential anti-federalists. Is this germane to any of the events and concerns we have as people today? I mean, that's a fair question. Or are we just essentially dabbling in philosophy right here? 16 before 10, I'm Chip Franklin here on BAL. Good to talk to you guys. You're welcome to join in on this. It's easy.